Okay, so make yourself comfortable. We're going to do the ants exercise. So uncross your legs and arms, find a comfortable spot for your head and for your back. And for the first few moments, all I'd like you to do is close your eyes, focus all your attention on your breath. Breathe nice and deep and slow, in through the nose and out through the mouth. And as you breathe in through the nose, I want you to focus all your attention on that nice, long, slow breath in. Feel that air passing over the tip of the nose just inside the nasal passage. Breathe in nice and deep to the lungs. Feel the air go all the way down into the lungs. And then exhale out through your mouth. And as you exhale out, just imagine releasing a fluid, an energy of anxiety, tension, tightness, pressure. Just imagine blowing that energy away. It may be a specific color that you blow away. And as you blow it away, just allow your shoulders to drop down, your jaw to relax, and let your whole body relax even more with every exhalation. So breathing nice and deep and slow in through your nose, focusing all your attention on the movement of the air just at the tip of the nose inside the nasal passage. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, filling your lungs with nourishing oxygen, and then exhaling ever so slowly, releasing tension, releasing tightness, pressure, worry. Just letting it all go, letting your whole body relax more and more with every exhalation. So as you continue focusing on your breath, focusing on the movement of the air coming in through the nose and out through the mouth, focusing on how your lungs fill with nourishing oxygen, and then exhaling, letting go of tightness, tension, pressure, just letting it all go. With every exhalation, noticing your body relax more and more. So as you continue to focus on that, I'm just going to explain the exercise to you. So this exercise is called ANTS, A-N-T-S. And the A-N-T-S is all about learning how to don't let the automatic negative thoughts spoil your picnic. Don't let the ants spoil your picnic. Don't let the ants spoil your day, spoil your game. Don't let the ants undermine your sense of confidence, your sense of worth. It might surprise you to learn that thoughts and feelings, even not negative ones, strong ones, they come and go. They're not facts. They're just a mental event. A thought can occur to us, and that causes a feeling to occur. And that causes us to do certain things. It all generally starts with the thoughts that we have. But thoughts are random. Thoughts can be lies. Thoughts can be a lot of untruths and random, weird things. Thoughts are not necessarily truthful. But regardless of whether they're truthful, true, or not, factual, when we have them, if we pay attention to them, they cause us to feel a certain way. And if we feel a certain way, we tend to do or not do certain things. But you have the power to change your thoughts. You have the power to decide what thoughts are garbage and what thoughts you're going to pay attention to. You have the power to ignore thoughts and refocus on positive, calming thoughts. Refocus on neutral things. You have the power to decide what you entertain, what you think about. So as you get better and better at changing what you focus on, changing your thoughts, you actually begin to control what you feel and what you do. Because remember, thoughts are the source, the beginning of everything. So again, this exercise is about how to learn how to question challenge, replace negative automatic thoughts, to not let the ants spoil your picnic. So just take a moment again to refocus on your breathing, breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through your nose, noticing the movement of the air as you breathe in nice and deep and slow, and then breathing out, letting it go of tension, tightness, letting it all go. Good. So what I'd like you to do now is bring back to mind a recent experience where you felt anxious, pressure, tension, where you felt yourself being harsh, critical, demanding on yourself. Bring back that situation. Bring it back to the forefront of your mind as if it's happening right now. Remember exactly where you were, what you were thinking, what you were feeling in your body, what emotion you were experiencing, what you had the temptation to do or to not do because of that thought, those feelings. Remember it all. Bring it back to the forefront of your mind as real as possible. Notice how you felt. Angry, discouraged, frustrated, self-critical, worried, nervous, frightened, sad, desperate, confused, pessimistic, resentful, irritated. What were you feeling? What was the emotion that was the strongest? Impatient. What emotion did you feel the strongest, and where did you feel it in your body? What were you thinking? What were you thinking about you? And what were you thinking about yourself? What were you thinking about the situation? What were the thoughts about you, the situation, or the beliefs that you were having about you, the situation? What were you believing? What were you telling yourself? Notice how that those thoughts were causing you to feel certain things in your body. Was there a tightness, a tension, a self-directed anger, and anxiety? Notice what you were doing or not doing because of it. Did you feel yourself get agitated, anxious? Did you see yourself pacing? Did you freeze? What was happening with your body? What were you doing or not doing because of these thoughts and feelings? See how it all started with a thought. Whether it's a catastrophizing thought, thinking the worst, believing the worst will happen with 100% certainty. Whether it's a magnifying thought, magnifying the importance of one error or one thing you have to do, making it seem really big. And everything before that didn't matter, didn't count what everyone else did or didn't do, but what you need to do, what you have to do, or what you did do, all of a sudden took on huge importance. That's the black and white, the magnifying. Were you calling yourself names? Ridiculous, stupid, silly. Inadequate. That black and white, that magnifying, that catastrophizing, that shoulding. I should be able to do this. I shouldn't have done this. I must do this. I have to do this. So much pressure. See what you're doing and not doing because of it. Is it helping you? Are you ready to challenge the thoughts that started the whole thing? So when you think about that thought you were having, think about the words that were going through your head. Ask yourself, is it really true? Is it 100% true? If your friend said that thought, what would you say to them? What would you say to calm them down? Is that not more reasonable? What is the evidence to support that? Are you ignoring some things? What is the evidence to challenge it? What do you need to focus on instead? Are you being reasonable? What's an alternative possible outcome instead of the negative, catastrophic one you're predicting? Are you blowing this out of proportion? Are you exaggerating the importance? How is what you're thinking right now hurting you? What else could be going on? What else is possible? Are you being unreasonably cruel? Are you putting a ton of pressure on yourself? Is it helping? Take some deep breaths. Breathe in nice and deep and slow. Into 7, out to 11. Let's do a few sets of these, and then we're going to change the thinking. Breathe in nice and deep and slow. Into 7. Out to 11. Nice and slow, into 7. Focus on the breath, movement of the breath, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Or through the mouth, if that's how you're breathing, in and out. Whatever is your preference. Just take some breaths. And I want you to bring to mind now, what's a different way to think about that situation? What's a different way, more positive, calming, reasonable, fact-based way to think? What's a more forgiving, tolerant, accepting way to think? Is that not something you would say to your friend if they said the negative thought that you said? This more positive, realistic, reasonable way to think, is it not something you would say to your friend Is it not reasonable? Is it not more factual? Is it more helpful? When you think back on that situation, how can you better put it in context right now? Remember, you're one member of a team. There's lots of people, lots of different strengths, lots of different weaknesses, lots of different good plays, lots of weaker plays. Lots of wonderful things people did and lots of mistakes. Everyone doing their best. And that fluctuates over the game. Thinking now, how can you take this back and focus instead on what you can do, what you can do and what you know how to do right now in this moment? Think in that moment that you were in that situation, think about how you could refocus. Recalm, think more reasonably, more factually. How can you refocus? How can you package up any mistakes, stick them aside? This isn't the time, this isn't the place. Game is still going on. Forget it, leave it alone. Everyone makes mistakes. You're just doing your best. How can you, in that moment, refocus? Things will happen. We make mistakes. They don't have to be massive, monumental events. We can just move on, leave them aside. After the game is done, revisit what we need to practice more of. So when you think in this more calm, reasonable, positive, factual way, how do you feel instead? In this situation, are you feeling more positive, optimistic, confident, inspired, all of which enables you to play better? Are you feeling stronger? Are you feeling more compassionate, forgiving, accepting of yourself? Are you feeling happier? Are you enjoying the game more? More engaged? More delighted? More excited? More alive? Animated? Optimistic? What is it you're feeling more of when you think in this positive, reasonable, fact-based sort of way? Compare the difference when you think positively than when you think negatively. You're still as committed, you're still as driven, but there's a big difference. You may notice your energy improves, your enjoyment of the game improves, your ability to focus improves, your persistence improves. Lots of things change when more positive, reasonable, fact-based, and take the pressure off, just do our best. So take a moment to envision an upcoming situation where you might get a brief blip of anxiety. And I want you to strategize now how you're going to handle that differently, given what you've learned in this exercise and given what you've learned from the other things we've done. How are you going to think differently? How are you going to respond differently? How are you going to react differently? Remembering, everything starts with our thoughts. Thoughts cause us to feel a certain way, cause us to experience certain symptoms in our body, causes us to do certain things or to not do. When we flip the thinking around, calm ourselves down, be more reasonable, factual, positive, encouraging, helpful, it changes a lot. So thinking now, as I'm quiet, how you're going to handle that situation differently in the upcoming event. How is it you're going to talk to yourself differently? What is it you're going to say that's more positive, encouraging, fact-based, reasonable? Bring that to mind. And then it's just a matter of repeating it over and over and over and over and over and over again with an extreme amount of persistence. Talking louder and louder, almost talking over any negative thoughts. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you. When you practice this exercise, you can do it after an event, before an event, just to prepare your mind to think in this positive, reasonable, fact-based manner.